It's one thing to minister to God, but it's another thing to let God minister to you. You know, we can have the word, but it's another thing when you become the word that you have. Amen. Where the word really take residence in you and it comes alive, where you can literally feel the presence of God and sense the spirit of God, because it's in him we live. Amen. And move. You know, I'm going to deal with somewhat about Sunday. We're going to have a blessed time. I know we're going to have our children program, but we're going to deal with in terms of Christmas, but not from just the seasonal approach, but we're going to talk about Christ in Christmas. Amen. Because you can't have Christmas without first having Christ. Can I release the children to go practice? Oh, bless the Lord. Okay. When the children, y'all go ahead and practice. Thank you for helping me with that, because I was finna get started and the children were just going to be on for the ride. Amen. My God, my God. You know, when we're dealing with Christmas, we've already have in our minds what Christmas means to us, because we've been here long enough. We have celebrated many Christmases, but the revelation of Christmas is in Christ. Open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to kind of expound on some things so that we can have an insight on the mind of God when it comes to Christmas. See, the world looks at Christmas as a time of joy and celebration, jubilation. You buy things to make yourself happy, and we ought to do that. I'm definitely not opposed to Christmas and buying kids stuff and all that, buying, you know, presents. I want a present, amen? But what I am opposed to is the order of Christmas. See, we can have Christmas out of order. Are you there? Matthew chapter 1. We're going to begin in verse 18. Because you can't have Christmas without having Christ. Amen. See, you got to have Christ and Christmas. But you can't put Christmas in Christ. I'm going to title this message is Happy Birthday, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. See, we're the church. We already know this. See, we're celebrating Christmas without celebrating Christ. You know, I'm going to tell you up front, don't come to my birthday party. And you ain't brought me a present. Now, go look up under the trees. We already planning. But have we brought the birthday child a present? Oh, come on, y'all. It's Christ's birthday if we're going to do it from the traditional side. Amen. So when we prepare our hearts to be prepared for Christmas, let's not do Christmas without doing Christ, because it's his birthday. You know, I come in there and everybody got a present but the kid that we came here for. Look at Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to deal with, and I got to tear down some walls to build up one. Amen? Because we done built up some things. And I'm not messing with nobody's theology. I'm not messing with nobody's faith. I'm just preaching the gospel. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of what? You know, now watch this. Mary was found with a child from the Holy Ghost. So there is some things that's going to happen that the Holy Ghost going to do for you. See, when I was reading this, and I even started going back over it, and when I started to rehearsing it, I was saying, God, how do you have us right now talking about the Holy Ghost, and you telling me the story about Mary was espoused by the Holy Ghost? He said, because everything I do, I start from the pattern of what I've done. Meaning that I move in the Holy Ghost. All my movement is not going to be done by man. But I will use man when I move. But don't make man the move. It was the Holy Ghost that impregnated Mary. Man had to get in on what the Holy Ghost done. See, we're in on what the Holy Ghost doing. And this is why man have a problem with God, because he wasn't involved all the time with the doing. He was included. See, the scripture says that all the begotten, this is how they use in the Old Testament, everybody was begotten. Begotten. That was B-E-G-E. But Jesus Christ was the first begotten of the Father. Meaning that we are under another plan of how God did it. When he did it through Jesus, this was a new move of God. So now let's look at it. It says, verse 18. When as his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, See, the reason why sometimes we wrestle with the Holy Ghost, because I'm just a man. Yeah. Oh, come on, y'all. Oh, yeah. It's not he was a good man, but he was just a man. Yeah. And if I'm just a man, I'm not always in tune with the Holy Ghost because I'm just a man. I'm not God. I'm just a man. And if God didn't include me, I don't even know what God's doing. Oh, church. Because Joseph had a dilemma when Mary came up talking about she was pregnant. And you know me and you, huh? I'm just a man now. I know if you're pregnant, some man been up in here. Y'all, church, don't lose on me, church. I'm trying to get us to where God is moving. Because she was exposed to Joseph, but she got pregnant by the See, the Holy Ghost can impregnate us today. You can have a child from God, which is a vision. Oh, come on. Don't stay with me. Now, I'm just giving us a prelude of where we're going Sunday. Sunday, I'm going to expound on what we understand also well. See, this is Tuesday night, midweek. This is for those that won't meet. Sunday, they just won't jump and shout and just know Jesus is going to be here for Christmas. Tuesday, they want to know about Christ in Christmas. Sunday, they just want to know about Christmas. We don't care about Christ. I ain't buying nothing no way. Yeah, it's a shame you come to the party and you ain't buy the kid nothing. It said, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example. Don't make me take you down to the preacher and talk about what's going on. She's sitting up in here with a child up in her. Come on now, see, it ain't that far back. They still do it the same way. So until somebody can explain this, we got something going on up in here. Because I'm just a man. And make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Look here, woman, I ain't going to bust you out, but you got to get up out of here with that. I know. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, for he shall save his people from. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying. So now Mary was a part of a move, but Mary was not the move. Let me take you a little further. See, we done went and took Mary and made her a deity. I'm going to show you in the text. Mary was not a deity. She was just a move. I'm not messing with nobody's faith, but praying to Mother Mary, Mary was not a deity. She was just used by God. You're looking at me kind of strange. Go to verse 48. Well, I mean, I'm not, no. Stay with me. I want to draw this picture. See, because what happens with us, sometimes if we don't see what the Holy Ghost doing, we automatically put it, call it, or make it something that it's not. Samson was used by God, and he took an ox gourd, and he went and started tearing up folks. Everybody saw him bust a move, and what they did, they went and started to manufacture. But it was only a move. The anointing was not in the ox, what he used. It was in God who did it. See, if we don't understand the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we can start putting people and things in places that they're not supposed to be. And you exalt them above measure. Am I helping you any? Now watch this. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. See, it's nothing wrong with us trying to enjoy Christmas. But don't get into Christmas trying to buy what you can't afford. Don't go and get what you should not have. And don't go pay for what you already got. See, Christmas is a time for joy. But joy is an inside job. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, you already got joy. Jesus Christ on the inside of you. See, I don't have to go pay for joy. Only to buy it and 3 weeks later I'm going to put it down because I'm tired of using it because it don't give me the same. Now I owe them people for the next 6 months trying to buy some happiness when I was already happy. See, happiness is the Anglo-Saxon word happenstance, which is based on our English word circumstances. So if my circumstance is happening, I'm happy. But joy comes from the inside. See, I don't have to be doing right to be happy, to have joy. Joy is being in the presence of a living God. Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. See, God is bringing us back to living in him. Not living in with them. See, the reason why we lose our joy is because of who we're looking at. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. See, who is the one? Oh, help me up in here. See, Jesus on the inside of us brings us joy. This is the reason for the season. It's Christ in me. I'm not opposed to Christmas. Bless the Lord. Have a very merry Christmas. But don't make Christmas Christ. Christ is separated from Christmas. I got to celebrate him, then I go to the party. Don't put the party and him together because he don't get the recognition that he's due because he's Christ. See, we can get excited about the present and don't even think about the gift. Again, this Christmas, do you have anything in mind for Christ? It's his birthday. What are you going to do for Christ? For Christ's sake. Celebrate the holiday. But don't amalgamate the two together. Because you're going to lose. Oh, help me, y'all. See, we need to separate, not amalgamate. Take them apart. Because Christ and Christmas is two different celebrations. Is that all right? I told you to turn to 1 Peter chapter. Go to 2 Peter 1. Look at that right quick. I want us to be so excited about him. And again, I'm going to buy some toys. I ain't buying no toys. I ain't got no babies, but I buy no toys. But I'm going to buy some presents. I'm going to give some gifts. But I'm not going to do it before I celebrate him. Because the day was designed to acknowledge him. 2 Peter 1, look at verse 3. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Now listen, it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. See, it's in him we live. It's in him we move. It's in him we have our being. The reason why we can't have joy, because we're not in him. Oh, come on, sir. See, when you get in him, it's a joy unspeakable, and it's full of glory because it reveals the divine grace of God that been given unto us by the will of the Father. See, Jesus was the present. Oh, Jesus was the present that the Father gave to us. Amen. And when you receive him, see the life, look at John chapter 10. You know the text, but just go there. Life is lived in Christ. The joy of the Lord is your strength. See, God has given unto us everything. Oh, help us. He said in John chapter 10, he says that I came that you may have life. But now I got life, I'm living, but I'm not experiencing this abundant life, because it's not in the life, it's in him. See, you can be a Christian and never have the life, the abundant life, because you stopped at the life. But when I get in him, now I get life, and life more abundant. See, the abundant side is the other side of the comma. You got the prosperity or the benefit of life. You here, but you may not be experiencing the abundant life until you get in him. And the more you get in him, his life. Oh, help me, I'm ready to get. See, it ain't my life. The strength of life is when I can live his life through me. See, this is why people can't get rid of sin, because they're trying to control sin and train sin. Sin got to die because it can't live in this life. See, once I get sin out of my life, then his life takes the place. And now I'm living the abundant life. See, I got robbed of the joy. I got robbed of the... Because I went looking for joy. And I didn't know joy was in him. I thought it was in them. You know, Ricky, Sam, Boo. It wasn't in Boo. It wasn't in Mary or Sue. It was in him. Oh, come on. See, God has graced us. But now not only do we have to have a separation and not an amalgamation. You can't put them two together. Amen. But you also got to be able to have a submission to the Spirit to resist. See, you can't resist the devil until you submit to God. The reason why a lot of folks walking around, big talk but no walk, because they have not resisted the devil. How you say, well, I don't do this, I don't, that don't have nothing to do with it. You still ain't submitted to God. And the moment you submit to God, now you begin to have the abundant life. Because it's not my will, but let. He's trying to get his will in you and through you, but you won't submit to him. See, Christmas is all about Christ. I wish I had time. I'll tell you the difference between Jesus Christ. Because see, Jesus is how you come in. Christ is how you go up. See, listen. The blood is what deals with your sin. The cross is what deals with your flesh. You're going to have to get that flesh up on that cross. You're going to have to die. I know the blood covers your sin, but you still ain't walking in victory. It ain't until you get up on that. You say, well, Jesus ain't up on the cross. He's sitting on the right hand. He died so you can live. Not in heaven, but you can bring heaven down here on earth. There's a joy unspeakable and full of glory when you get the presence of God in your life and on your life. It make you happy when you... See, the problem is I put too much pressure on my lover. You can't make me happy. Yeah. You ain't got it like that to fulfill all my needs. You can give me some temporary satisfaction, but there's a part of me that only God can feel. The reason I'm void, the reason I'm mad is because I'm not with him. Oh, I've been with them. And they don't do it. I'm really disappointed because I thought you had it like that with all what you told me. But really when we got business, I was still empty and void of. Because it's an inside job. Are you there? Look at Colossians chapter 1. Oh, I'm going to work this. I feel this. See, God has drawn us. God has drawn us to a place where we can be satisfied with him. See, the church has not been the church. We go to church, but you got to become the church. See, we're trying to build the church. Jesus says, I am. Oh, God, help me up in here. See, when you get in him, you experience a I am presence. You say, I am what? I am whatever you need. Have you ever met somebody who can tell you, I am whatever you need? Woo! That's a bad joke. You say, I'm whatever. But they need to lock you up if you got a whatever anointing. Jesus said, I am. Oh, help me somebody. Jesus said, I can fulfill all. See, you're looking at people when you should be looking at me. But when you get in him, you start to experience what's called grace and divine glory. See, this is where the miracles and the wonders come. It's when the release of the Spirit. Coming to church don't let you walk in this. Having a revelation don't make you walk in this. It's when you let him walk through you, not you walk in him. See, we're trying to get him to comply to us when we need to comply to him. See, the real maximum place of grace is in him you live. In him you move. Don't Mary got the baby because it was the Holy Ghost. It wasn't Joseph. And Mary wasn't no virgin. Oh, I'm going to preach to you really good up in here. Mary wasn't no virgin. She couldn't have been a virgin if she had all them other kids. How are we still talking about the virgin? You better be here Sunday. Mary had, that woman ain't. Now I know she had one by the Holy Ghost, but Joseph put some work in up in there. There were some other kids in Mary's name. Oh, y'all don't want to mess with me. Because see, God's saying, I'm trying to get you back to me. You put some. Are you there? Colossians, I told you go there. Let me get there. Colossians chapter 1. I told you verse 17. Go to verse 17. It says, and he is before all things. He's before all things. He is the power. He is the authority. He is the head. He is the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's out. He's before all of it. Yeah. You can't start without him. Yeah. This is your Bible. It says, and he is before what? All things. And by him, all things. Don't tell me about something supposed. It's in him. Yeah. Yeah. Go stay with me. Stay in. He says, and he is the head of the what? That's the church. Mm-hmm. You don't tell me the rules of the church is whatever he say. And he's the head of the church who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. See, it's not being raised. A whole lot of folk been raised, but you ain't got no resurrection. See, he was the first one that resurrected. See, your salvation is predicated on him being resurrected, not being raised. I fall out right now. I pray one of you anointed men and women of God raise me back up. But if they put me down that ground, throw that dirt on me and walk away. Brother, you talking about something else. Now, I better know something then, because that's a resurrection. Yeah, he the only one got up. Oh, God, help me, somebody. See, we want to celebrate him. Don't put Christ with Christmas. That's two different things. That's a holiday. He is, he's deity. Are y'all here with me? I'm in your Bible. He says in verse 18, he's the head of the body and the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. That means I'm not coming second to nothing. I'm not sharing nothing with my deity. I'm God. I know we done moved like God. You done did some things, but you ain't God. You dealing with God. That's deity, not anointing. Yeah, I got an anointing, but I ain't deity. Oh, Christ. Oh, help me, somebody. Ah, this is good to me. See, you talking about deity, y'all. Don't. I ain't mad with celebrating, because I'm going to be with you. But I'm talking about don't put them two together like it happened on the same day. It did not. That's Christ. That's Christmas. That's a secular holiday. That's a living God. It says, well, what you talking about, preacher? That is that God. Look at verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Meaning, in Christ is everything. If you can get in Christ, you're walking in the fullness. You're walking in all power, all authority, all dominion. There's all sovereignty. There's no dip, no more grace left outside of him. Is this helping anybody to want to celebrate Christ on Christmas? Yeah, you do Christmas, but celebrate Christ. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Verse 20, it says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. See, the blood of Jesus made peace with us in our sins. But it's that cross. If you want to experience some of the glory, you're going to have a cross experience. You're going to have a death of some loved ones. Not no family members. You're going to have death of pornography. Death of adultery, death of lying, death of hatred, death of bitterness. You're going to have to die to that, or you won't experience Christ. You won't be able to experience the fullness of the glory of God. What do it feel like to love somebody you don't like? You want to know how love is? Have you ever had God?